Travis Kelce's most eventful moment this week was a quote, "I still got a lot of love for this game. I still think I can play at a high level." That went to the Associated Press on August 12th, and then on Saturday, he dressed against the Rams and never took a snap. Quiet week, and for a tight end who turns 37 in October, quiet is the good version. The June preview made a case most listeners will be hearing for the first time. Last season, at 36, on a struggling team, Kelce played all 17 games, caught 76 passes for 851 yards and 5 touchdowns, and led the Chiefs in both catches and receiving yards, every position included. It was his 10th straight season over 800 receiving yards. Our read was that for tight ends, targets are identity, and they carry over year to year, while the explosive efficiency of his peak is what age already took. The volume floor is real, the ceiling is memory. And we said out loud that nobody can forecast the week an aging player's floor finally gives way. Nothing this week tested any of that. Per Jared Sapp at 104.7 The Cave, Kelce sat Saturday with the rest of the veterans. The AP feature, via NY1, described camp in St. Joseph as his sanctuary, about a month after his Madison Square Garden wedding to Taylor Swift, and noted he is entering year 14, coming off that 76-catch season in which he played every game. He also bought a small stake in the Cleveland Guardians, which is estate planning, not football news. Does the June read hold? Unchanged. A week of preservation and feature stories neither confirms the volume floor nor cracks it. The questions that matter, September targets per game and the red zone pecking order, cannot be answered until real defenses are on the field. Next week, whether Kelce plays any preseason snaps at all, and how Kansas City rotates its tight ends in the red zone whenever the starters do appear, because the June preview said age shows up in target quality before target quantity. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.